It's Marketplace Tech for March 1st. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. It's Super Tuesday, so everybody's talking politics. And this election cycle, there are lots of people talking about presidential campaigns on Facebook, even the candidates themselves.
Hey, this is Marco Rubio here at the Red State Gathering in Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm taking the Facebook challenge.
Well, we have some brand new data out from Facebook today. In the first 5 weeks of 2016, 51 million people in the U.S. liked, posted about, commented on, or shared election-related content 417 million times. Robert D'Onofrio is a data editor at Facebook and is following the trends. Robert, what have you seen that's interesting?
One of the things for me that I find interesting is not just, you know, overall over the last 30 days, how many people have been talking about each of the candidates, but what's the momentum look like? What does that short-term kind of pattern look like? And is there a little bit of momentum that carries into the polls or not? And that's something that we'll see on Super Tuesday.
So can you talk a little bit about the momentum that you see when we're talking about Hillary Clinton versus Bernie Sanders in the last few days or in the last month?
The pattern that we saw, and this was true in Iowa, there was a bit of a Hillary Clinton lead in a lot of cases. And what tends to happen is a bit of a surge towards the end for Bernie Sanders. And I think that on the same day, on the actual election day itself, Bernie often will overtake Hillary in terms of that same day conversation. Social media and Facebook in particular is really an important avenue for a lot of the Bernie supporters to kind of get their messaging out.
So tell me a little bit about what you and your team are going to be doing today. Are you going to be running around like a chicken with its head cut off, looking at different monitors? Or what are you guys doing on Super Tuesday?
So the fun thing for us is hopefully if we've done everything right ahead of time, we shouldn't be running around too much, but rather just keeping an eye on, we have different reports that we've set up that are state specific that will let us look across all of the, you know, states participating in Super Tuesday and keep a real time eye on which candidates people are talking about the most and which issues they're talking about the most. So in some of the key states of interest, will Christianity remain the top issue like it is nationally across some of these states, or will something else come to the forefront? The other thing I think we'll be looking at is, are there any interesting trends by party or by demographic? Are women or men in one of the key states focused on a different set of issues? And is that somehow playing into the results that we're seeing? It's not intended to be predictive. We're not, you know, trying to see if what we're seeing on the platform reflects the actual poll results. You know, what we will be doing is looking to identify the candidates and issues that are trending real time based on what people are posting on Facebook on Super Tuesday itself.
Robert D'Onofrio is data editor at Facebook. Robert, thank you very much for talking with me.
My pleasure.
On Leap Day back in 2012, a new device was released that has since changed the landscape for makers of all kinds. That's a guy giving voice commands in Chinese to an R2-D2-shaped robot, which is following those commands thanks to a small single-board computer called a Raspberry Pi. This Leap Week, we've got a new version of Raspberry Pi, the Raspberry Pi 3. Lindsay Turrentine is editor-in-chief at CNET.com. The Raspberry Pi is a good thing for the tech world, isn't it, Lindsay?
It's a fantastic thing because technology like this that is really just cheap and flexible lets people take on all kinds of creative projects that help them learn. People have done everything with Raspberry Pis. I've seen it used to power microwaves. I've seen it used in this cool project where somebody used a Raspberry Pi hooked up to a cheap monitor and put it behind a mirror to make their own smart, fancy mirror that shows headlines and the time. You can imagine something that a computer can do when it has to do with art or basic programming project, and you can do it with a Raspberry Pi.
Has it done well with the earlier versions of it?
Since the original Raspberry Pi kicked off in 2012, the company has shipped more than 8 million units. So that's a lot. That's a lot of students and artists and tinkerers who have gotten a chance to play with this technology and build all kinds of projects.
Lindsay Turrentine, editor-in-chief at CNET.com. Lindsay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ben.
The new Raspberry Pi 3 is Wi-Fi and Bluetooth capable. Cost $35. The RSA conference in San Francisco is a big annual event where security researchers, entrepreneurs, and others gather to talk about all things online security. Marketplace's Molly Wood paid a visit this week and put her finger on the pulse. For one, this past year wasn't as bad as the previous year for people battling hacking attacks. Molly also says that high-profile attack on the Los Angeles hospital, Hollywood Presbyterian, has ransomware as a big topic at RSA.
As hackers kind of evolve their products, so to speak, we're seeing that ransomware is starting to become a bigger and bigger theme. As opposed to just a big attack that hoovers up a lot of data and steals a lot of information, we're seeing hackers take control of critical computer systems and say, we will not give you back control of the system until you pay us. And that is becoming a more common and potentially a more effective way to get cash quickly. So the industry and people at RSA are talking about ways to counter that as infrastructure systems get more connected and more complicated.
Molly, what else are you seeing there this year?
Well, you know, it's a very different vibe from last year. Certainly, I think the security industry as a whole felt very beat up last year by the number of attacks and the perception that they had absolutely failed to protect companies and consumers from hackers. This year, it's very interesting. There's a little more hope, and there's a sense that they can do a better job in terms of protecting companies and consumers. But some of that is coming from companies going out of business. The industry was really, there was a gold rush. And so much like the startup industry, there were tons and tons of businesses who were kind of duplicating each other's efforts. Now you're starting to see consolidation. You're seeing some big names go out of business. And you're seeing them combine their efforts in a way that actually, from a security standpoint, is more effective.
Molly Wood, senior technology correspondent for Marketplace on the floor in San Francisco at the RSA Security Conference. Molly, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Ben.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.